Welcome to the latest Buff Zone podcast. I'm Brian Howell. I'm pleased to be joined by Pat Rooney. Pat, how you doing?
Good. The long-awaited Pac-12 tournament for the women podcast and the men heading into the end of the regular season.
Yeah, and it's an exciting time. The tone has changed a little bit, from some of our previous podcasts where, it was really exciting and everything going well for the women, and the men, it's like, oh, what do they got to do? Well, now it's like the men are riding high right now, and the women, it's like, come on, what are you doing? The women have got to turn it around. So obviously, those that follow the Buffs know the women are going into the Pac-12 tournament this week 1-5 in their last six games, which is just kind of stunning the way this season's gone, to see them finish like that. And the men have won five in a row as they come into the last week of the regular season. So we're going to get into both of those things. And should we start with the women?
Dive right in.
All right. Well, let's start with them because they do have their Pac-12 tournament this week. And, they're the number five seed, and they will play Oregon on Wednesday at 1 o'clock Mountain Time out in Las Vegas. And then if they win that, they'll play Oregon State on Thursday at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. And the women slipped to number 18 in the AP rankings today as we're doing this. Their lowest ranking since they were number 20 in the preseason, Pat. And it's a weird stretch for the Buffs right now.
Yeah, and at this stage, I wouldn't worry too much about the AP ranking. I don't want to say it's, irrelevant, but it's, it's tournament time now, right? We're in the Pac-12 tournament. It's all about how you're playing. It's the net rankings and seeding. And for me, and I remember messaging with you right after the game, the finale there against Washington State is, I think, the first time I was really maybe starting to be concerned about this team going into the postseason. And not that they've been playing great, but as you alluded to, they've had a tough stretch of games against really high caliber foes. A lot of them were on the road. They've come up short in a lot of close games. It wasn't the kind of thing that, I think was worthy of losing confidence in them. And I'm not saying that people should lose confidence in them now, but I found the Washington State, especially finishing that game at home, to be a little bit troubling to go into the Pac-12 tournament like this.
Yeah, no question. That was the first loss this season where, it was hard to explain. The others, like you mentioned, were against, it was the first loss to an unranked team all year. They were 17-0. Washington State is a solid team. I mean, they're number 25 in the net as we sit here today, but still, that's an unranked team on your floor. The Buffs had a 5-point lead with 3 minutes left and then get outscored 14-0. And that was, to me, the first head scratching loss of the year, and one where you're just like, yikes, that's not good, because those others in that four game losing streak were, Oregon State was the hottest team in the conference at the time. And then you lose on a buzzer beater at Utah, and then you lose two close games in LA to top 10 teams. So you could explain those away. But yeah, I think there's a little bit of concern going in, more so about the confidence of this group. And like, are they in the headspace where they can go out and have a good week this week? But to your point, the rankings don't matter as much. One of the more positive things for me at this point is, and people can take, bracketology with a grain of salt, I get it, but ESPN's latest bracketology this morning, which reflects the loss to Washington State, still has CU as a number four seed. And Charlie Cream is, it's his opinion, but he's plugged into the committee. So I think that's good that they're still sitting there as a four seed.
Yeah, I think that you wrote about this, or I think posted about this, and I think they have to win maybe one game for sure. Obviously, they can't go out there and lose to Oregon, but I think if they win two games, they're pretty secure in hosting. Which I think, obviously, I don't have to tell you, but obviously, it would be a huge boost to be able to play on that stage on your home floor. So, not the way the Buffs finished, but certainly a lot on the table going forward in Las Vegas. And Brian, you've been a little more plugged in and out of the games. What has to happen for this team to get it turned around in the conference tournament? Maybe a matchup against Oregon where they can kind of get right a little bit, perhaps. But, we've seen a lot of close games. We just talked about the end of the Washington State game. They haven't been able to finish some of these close games. What has to happen to change that possibly in Las Vegas?
Yeah, I think I honestly think the fact that they're the number five seed, the way they're playing, is better. I mean, they had a chance up to almost the final moments of their game the other day to get into the number four spot and have that bye. But I actually think having that five seed is a really good thing for them, so they can get out there. Oregon's terrible, and I can't foresee the Buffs losing to Oregon. I mean, they're last place team in the conference, and CU's beat them up pretty good the previous two times, and this gives them an opportunity to get out there. And even if you kind of slug through a game against Oregon, you get out the jitters out, you get, you get a feel for the rims and things like that, and you get a game under your belt before having to face Oregon State. And so I think that's a good thing for this team, but they've got to have their big show up. Arnett Vonleh and Quay Miller are pretty up and down, especially lately. I think they've got to show up, and they've got to show up with that attitude of, hey, we're a really good team. We're one of the best teams in the country, and we can win this thing.
Yeah, and I certainly think they have that in their corner. They've played in a ton of big games last few seasons. This core group has together. I don't expect them to kind of get, taken aback by the stage or even what comes afterwards. And I kind of agree with you. I think they go out, they kind of get right against Oregon. They get that Washington State game kind of washed away, and it made them go on a run a little bit. I think what's going to be interesting about this Pac-12 tournament, not just with the Buffs. I mean, we've talked all year about how strong this conference is from top to bottom, especially those top six teams and some teams that certainly aren't slouches behind that. But get everyone on a neutral floor and see how it shakes out. I think it's going to be a pretty interesting tournament in Vegas.
Yeah, and just to give people an idea of how competitive this tournament could be, ESPN has seven teams from the Pac-12 in right now, with Washington State earning that one of those spots by beating CU the other day. But on the first eight out, three are in the Pac-12. So you've got three other teams on the bubble. So that's 10 potential NCAA tournament teams in a conference of 12. That's how good this conference is. And, luckily they got Oregon, who's not one of them, but this, if you go deep in this tournament, that bodes well for the Buffs, and that's going to look good. And as far as seeding for the and hosting for the NCAA tournament, yes, you have to beat Oregon, but then after that, everything is a huge game for them, because then you could beat number 13 Oregon State, and if you do that, then you have a chance to beat number 2 Stanford. You do that, they're definitely hosting, and then if you win the whole thing, certainly I think they could climb to maybe a two seed.
Well, it should be interesting, and you will be on the scene there in Las Vegas for us.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I'm not a Vegas guy, but I am a Pac-12 tournament guy. I love that event, so I'm excited to go out there I'll be out there Tuesday night, and ready for the games on Wednesday. And I'll keep it warm for you for the next week.
Yeah, and lucky for you, the Big 12 is determined to make Brian Howell a Vegas guy by bringing the football media days there this upcoming summer. But we will get to that later. And turning to the men's team, obviously, was a huge homestand for the Buffs. They needed to come home after that double OT win in Los Angeles against USC. They needed to get these three games at home. They're still shorthanded. They went out and got it, got all three of them. Capping it with a big senior night game last night, victory against Stanford with Tristan Da Silva. Great to see him have a great outing in his what he hopes will be his final appearance at the Event Center. We say that obviously if the NIT winds up happening, we could see this team at home again. But 5 3-pointers in the second half as the Buffs pulled away, and now sets up a big one in Oregon on Thursday night.
Yeah, a huge one. And you and I were talking before we started, the chance is here for the Buffs to get the three seed. I mean, they're not going to be top two at this point, but you beat Oregon on their floor, and you're the number three seed, and that's huge for this team.
Yeah, a lot of stakes still. I think the bigger thing in this matchup against Oregon, they've pretty much got a top four spot secured. Obviously, nothing is official until it's official, but I mean, they could still back into a top four finish, even if they lose both of these games this weekend. As long as Utah loses one on the same Oregon road trip, and as long as UCLA loses one this weekend. And one of their games is against Arizona, albeit in Los Angeles. But UCLA has to play Arizona, Utah on the same road trip. If both of those teams lose just once, it doesn't matter what the Buffs do this weekend. They're going to be in the top four. But obviously, bigger things at stake for the Buffs. Their NCAA tournament and resume is going to be pretty interesting. They still kind of grade out well, if you will, in the net rankings, beginning the week at number 30. You know, they're just really lacking that marquee win. Right now, the home win against Washington State is kind of the best they've got. I don't know that a win in Oregon is necessarily better than that Washington State win, but it's a quality road win at a time where the Buffs have to keep stacking them up.
Yeah, they don't have a whole lot of road wins. I was going to ask you because, and I said five-game winning streak earlier, but it's a four-game winning streak, which started on the road at USC where they win that game in double overtime, and then they've won every game since then. How big do you think that game was to propelling them and kind of boosting this team down the stretch, or do you think being home has been a bigger deal for them?
Probably a little of both. They really needed that win at USC to kind of shake off the slide they'd been on. You know, at that point, they'd lost four out of five. You know, a handful of those were, you know, most of those were on the road. One of the home games was Arizona. It was definitely a tough run in the schedule, you know, at Washington State during. So it was, you know, it was a tough stretch. They're still battling injuries, obviously. But I think the USC game, definitely a confidence boost. You know, you lose that, and, you know, especially maybe if it was a close one and still an OT game, and you lose that and come home kind of deflated. Who knows what happens in these three games? So I do think that helped, but I think just saying that that gave them the momentum for this one, I think does overlook how well they've played at home all year. You know, the Arizona game is going to be their only loss at home, barring obviously NIT situation, 16-1 at home this season. And, you know, generally looked good in most home games. Again, they lost to Arizona, but they didn't really have really any nail biters at home this year. They generally took care of business against all their opponents. You know, even in Pac-12 play, even when shorthanded in Pac-12 play, and, you know, given the ups and downs and the injury situation with this team, that kind of road mark and that efficiency is kind of helping them right now stay in the thick of things.
Yeah, and another 20-win season for a Tad Boyle team, so with a chance to stack onto that. And a huge weekend, though, in Oregon. What do you see happening in Eugene?
It's going to be interesting. Oregon's been up and down. They've had their share of injuries as well through the course of the season, but have really played well of late. It's going to, you know, for the Buffs, they have to get healthy. If they really, you know, if they still want to make a run or make noise in Las Vegas, you know, it's the same thing over and over right now. It's Cody Williams and Julian Hammond out. And, you know, I'm just curious to see. I think Cody Williams will be back at some point this weekend. I think maybe Julian Hammond might be a bigger question mark still. And so we'll see how that plays out as the week goes along. But Cody Williams with the ankle, you'd think with the whole week off, he'd maybe start turning a corner this week. Again, we will see what happens. But, you know, I'd be curious, even if he is good to go at Oregon, how Ted Boyle and the staff might utilize him. You know, we've seen it not just with Williams, but with some of the other guys that have come back from injuries, that first game back after being out for multiple games, you're kind of shaking the rust off. You know, Williams himself has gone through it a couple times. That first game back, you're a little rusty and the shooting percentage is low and your turnover total is above the curve. You know, Williams had that sort of game himself when he returned from his wrist injury for the game in Berkeley against Cal. And some of the other guys have suffered through the same thing. You know, I wonder if he is good to go, if they might consider bringing him off the bench, keeping Luke O'Brien in the starting lineup, and kind of give him that versatility and maybe bring Williams along slowly, make sure he's up to speed for the Pac-12 tournament. Because, you know, I think whether Williams is starting or coming off the bench isn't going to make the difference whether the Buffs win or lose on Thursday. It's going to come down to playing solid defense against an Oregon team that can get hot. You know, generally the Buffs offense has taken care of itself. If they can get stops against Oregon, we'll see what happens, because then they can have an opportunity for a road sweep at Oregon State, but obviously can only do it one at a time.
Yeah, and they're in an interesting spot too. You and I talked about it several days ago, but like you know, they've got a chance to either be the three or the four, and it's kind of a toss up which one you want, right?
Right.
because you don't know. I mean, you want to avoid Arizona because that's the team that I think that's the one team in this conference that they can't beat. You know, I would say they can beat anybody else. I don't think they can beat Arizona, but if you're the four and Arizona's the one, then you got to see them earlier. But if you can get in that three spot and then they fall down to the two, then they got to see them earlier. So I guess you just go out there and play and see where it falls.
I mean, the other interesting aspect between, you want to avoid Arizona, but it's no given exactly where they're going to fall. They have to go to the LA schools this week while Washington State finishes at home against Washington. You figure the Cougars are going to win that. They're one back of Arizona in the loss column, but if Arizona just stumbles once in Los Angeles, and assuming Washington State wins against Washington in their finale. Washington State swept Arizona, so that would give the one seed to Washington State. But Arizona has to go to Los Angeles and win both these games. Otherwise, they're in the two spot, and all of a sudden, being the three seed doesn't look quite as promising as it did. But I still think Washington State's a more favorable matchup for the Buffs in maybe that second game if they get to the semifinal round than an Arizona team that has kind of really handled them well both times.
Yeah. Well, I know Tad Boyle well enough to say he would probably say, yeah, but you still got to win that first one. And that's what we got to take care of. Just get in there, get top four and win that first one, then see what happens, right?
Exactly. And, should be a lot of eyes on the game Thursday night. Should be a good one. And hey, third place on the line. I know this season hasn't gone the way fans would have preferred. It's certainly been an interesting one with all the injuries and really high highs and really low lows. I don't know if I remember a season that's had kind of the extremes of both, just kind of wildly different feelings about this team at different times. But, we're into March. There's meaningful games going on, and there's not much more you can ask for than that.
Yeah, and you know, I was texting you about this the other day. I know the conferences are very different. The women's conference is one of the best in the country. The Pac-12 men is not, but it's kind of weird to see that the men are going to finish higher in the conference standings than the women,
Yeah.
considering the women have been a top 10 team and you know most of the season and a top five team. There's only I think four teams or five teams in the country that have been in the top five more than the Buffs have this year on the women's side. And the men are going to finish higher than the women. So, obviously the strength of conference is different, but, kudos to the men for, getting in that top four potentially and, possibly a third spot.
It's been a fun team to watch, and I think a lot of credit goes to the whole team. Javon Hanley's had a great year, but KJ Simpson has really been carrying this team, and I think should be in the mix for the Pac-12 Player of the Year. He's going to have competition certainly from Arizona's Caleb Love, but the numbers, you can crunch the numbers. Love has a little bit better scoring average, not much. KJ has better shooting numbers, better averages and rebounds and assists and everything else you could possibly want. But, I think moreover, when you watch this team, KJ has been forced to carry the Buffaloes at time because of all the injuries. Arizona has been fortunate enough to basically use the same starting lineup and the same kind of rotation of reserves for every game this year. And, it's, not Caleb Love's fault, obviously, it's just the circumstances. And he hasn't had to do as much for Arizona the way KJ Simpson has. I go back to that first Pac-12 weekend at home against Washington and Washington State. No Tristan DeSilva, who got injured on a fluky play at practice a couple days before the Washington game. No Cody Williams, no Tristan DeSilva, and KJ Simpson goes out there, has a couple of huge games, and that's the kind of Washington State game we just alluded to that right now is the best win for this team. And I think the way he has, we saw the late stretch against USC as they battled out a win there. He'll be the first to tell you that this team wishes they could have some of the results back, but I don't know if there's been a more impactful player in the Pac-12 this year.
Yeah, I agree with you. He's been fun to watch and just continues putting up 20-point games. And they need a couple more of them this week, or at least one more on Thursday.
Win on Thursday, you're the third seed, regardless what happens at Oregon State. But moreover, another quality win, at least on the road. Like I said, it won't won't totally tip the scales in that NCAA tournament debate, but it'll certainly keep the Buffs trending in the right direction.
Yeah. Well, it'll be an exciting week for the men and the women. Big week for both teams for different reasons, but I'll be covering the women. Pat will be covering the men. So
yeah, one of those rare instances, I guess maybe it's sometimes during November when this football and basketball overlaps, but one of those rare instances of us both being on the road at the same time.
Yeah, well, safe travels to you, and you know, hopefully we get back safe and we can see some more basketball next week.
And we'll probably do it again next week. So
that's right. Well, have safe travels this week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, you too, Mr. Howell, and thanks everyone for listening.